Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show with Jackson Burns.
All righty, what's up, Wiggs? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. What's going on, Big Jack?
Happy, what is today, Thursday Junior or Friday Junior?
I would say Friday Junior.
Excellent. So, tomorrow's the big day, the big catch-off. Is that so? Is there any update to Christian's health, or is he good to go tomorrow, you know?
I mean, as far as I know, all I know is that he went to see the doctor earlier today, so I guess he'll be good to go. You know, Christian trying to, you know, you can't hustle a hustler. I know what he's trying to do.
I think he's trying to psych you out a bit.
Nah, that ain't gonna work. I mean, I know Christian's gonna come in there. And he gonna catch some balls. That whole his back and all that other stuff. I ain't buying that. I'm just gonna come bringing my A game like I always do.
Bringing the hands. Have you played catch? Like, when's the last time you caught a football for real?
Man, it's been a while since I caught a football for real. So I don't know, years.
Is that right? Wow.
But it's like riding a bike. You never forget how to do it.
I mean, that's true. I mean, I don't catch a baseball very often, but there's not a chance I'll miss one if it's in arm's length.
Right. But I think it's more about, you know, now once you take it, the speed to another element of, you know, putting it in a ball machine, that kind of thing. I don't think it won't be bad at all. It's more about getting adjusted to the speed of it. But like I said, it's like riding a bike. That first ball hits your hands, it all comes back to you.
It's all going to come back to you.
That is it.
You're not doing any warm-ups or anything? Are you going to, you know, I mean, I know you go to the gym and stuff, but are you going to stretch out and all that physical stuff?
Just go. We're standing there catching footballs. That's it. It ain't very difficult, so.
You going to hit a joint on the way there in the truck?
No, I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to be right. I'm going to stay focused. I don't want nothing to impair me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's probably smart. But, I mean, you know, you're probably doing all your best work on a couple of pumps.
I'm not really one of those people. Like, I don't function that great when I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? I'm more of like, I like to chill, relax. I'm not that type of, I know people that can smoke weed all day and function. I'm not that type of person. That don't work for me. When I'm smoking, I'm just like, I need to chill because yeah. I ain't functionable.
That's the athlete in you, I think. That's like built into you to be like disciplined, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I get it's just like, you know, I like to just chill, not have to worry about anything. You know what I mean?
So speaking of worrying about shit, so I bought a car. In July, I bought an SUV, 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe, right?
Okay.
106,000 miles, but it was cheap. Right. It was 13 grand, right?
Yep.
So I paid the 13 grand. Well, I mean, you know, I get the loan and all that shit.
Finance it, yep.
Yeah, and little things after little things are going wrong. Like, the interior lights stopped working.
Okay.
And then the little USB port that you plug your iPhone in, that stopped working.
Okay.
And then it started leaking oil. Or not leaking oil, but I needed oil. I've driven plenty of shit boxes in my life. I know what a car sounds like when it needs oil, you know?
Yep.
And I'm getting that sound, and lo and behold, low oil. And so they have to do all these tests on it. And the last test was a 1,000-mile test, right?
Yep.
But I have to bring it to fucking Auburn, which is like 60 miles west.
Is there not a mechanic closer to you?
I bought the car in Norwood at Norwood Lincoln.
Right.
But it's a Hyundai, and so they don't have the specialized equipment to do the specific test. So I already drove to Auburn the first time.
Right.
And I've gone 1,000 miles. But what do you think I should do? Should I just...
Let me ask you this question. Did they give you a deal when you go to Auburn?
I don't have to pay for it. The only thing I have to pay for is the oil change, which is...
Okay, okay, all right. Because I was going to say, well, can't you take it to a closer Hyundai dealership? But if they're saying you, they don't, the only thing they that you have to pay for is the oil change, then it's best for you to go out there.
So, the but that, so they're doing a combustion test right now, okay. And that's what it's called. And I'm not allowed to check the oil or move or put oil in it. And but I can tell it's low in oil, and I don't want to drive the 50 miles out there right now, low in oil.
Yeah, but I guess if they're telling you that what to do, then I guess you have to do it. Now, let me ask you this: did you get one of those car shields or
no? Like, not yet.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like I got the 2-year warranty.
Yeah, the aftermarket warranties.
Well, I got the 2-year warranty at the place I bought it.
Okay, all right.
But I don't know what exactly it covers. But
it covers like the major things, I'd imagine, like your engine, you know, things along those lines.
Yeah, so but I didn't get the outside car shield deal yet, but I'm thinking about it, but I'm thinking about just folding that, you know, folding my cards and returning it and starting over. But that's a giant It's a giant pain in the ass too, right?
So I would ask this question. I would say to you, all right, you got it in July. Who knows how much?
I've taken it back like at least 6 times to get the little weird shit fixed that's broken.
Right, right. But I'm guessing like even if you went and traded it in, how much you getting for it?
Yeah.
Are you upside down on it? You know what I mean? That becomes the issue. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you trade it in, you ultimately become upside down on it if it's one of those cars that, you know, is older with more mileage on it and you only had it for a short period of time. Like, if you owned it outright, I'd tell you to trade it in and get you something new.
Yeah.
But based
well,
on that...
See, I'm not even thinking of trading it. I'm thinking of returning it and just, like, kind of grabbing, you know... You know, I mean, in my 2 or 3 payments or 4 or 5 payments, and then
yeah, I don't
know
if that works, man. I don't think you can like just return a vehicle.
Damn it!
Yeah, I don't think it's like you know, like a pair of jeans that you could just take back after you wore
but
them.
It's been problem. It's been problem after problem, and I've had to go back and have shit fixed. And I mean, they don't. I haven't gotten charged for anything to be fixed yet, but most of it hasn't been fixed, especially the giant oil leak.
Right. Well, that's the thing, man. That's the thing. When anytime you buy a vehicle that has got over 100,000 miles on it, those are the things that you got to deal with. You know what I mean? That's the expectations.
I wanted to write a letter to Herb Chambers, but I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think that'll probably get you much of anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I just figured that you had experience with this.
Well,
I would say this.
You got insurance on the thing?
Mm-hmm. I have to. I got to have a full ride on it because it's a loan.
You know, if you happen to go to the gas station and run in the store to, I don't know, maybe get you a pack of smokes or something or play the lottery, and if you come out and it happens to vanish, you know.
Uh-huh. I see what you mean. Like Jerry Seinfeld did when he had the smelly car.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
He went in the bad neighborhood and looked at a guy sitting there, and he goes... Yeah. Jingles the keys, throws him in the car, and walks away.
Way, the Seinfeld way, but you know, I've heard of some stuff like that in the past, but I don't know. You'd have to look deeper into that.
This is Boss Man.
Boss Man. So yeah. Like after Ken Laird.
Absolutely, but no. This
dogs are a lot of work. Courtney's trying to get a dog.
This dude's 13.
I keep telling Courtney, don't do it. They're a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, man. I mean, this guy's 13, and he's all over the place.
She's trying to get a dog. I try to tell her.
Oh, you're not going to stop her. She's got her mindset on it, you know.
Right, but I told her it's a lot of work. It's just you and Santo. You got to be up early taking it out. You got to train him. You got to train the dog how to use the bathroom.
Do you have a dog?
Huh?
Do you have a dog?
I used to have a dog, you know, unfortunately passed away about, you know, almost a year ago. So, but yeah, I had a dog for like, you know, 12, 13 years. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but I mean, it's, you know.
Especially if you live in the city. I live in the country, so I could just open up the back door and he can go out and do his thing.
Yeah. I tried it, and we do that here, but we have an apartment complex, so there's glass and shit near the dumpster.
Right. So you got to walk. I try to tell Courtney that, but, you know. Yeah. Like my mother used to say, a hard head makes a soft ass.
All right, well, let's leave it on a Mrs. Wiggy quote then. I like that. That's great.
You got it.
You're an American treasure, my friend, and I look forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm proud to be an American.
All right, brother, take it easy. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Not a problem. Anytime.
All right, later. Please download, like, and subscribe to this podcast so it can get disseminated through all your podcast listening platforms. Thank you.